Last week's parsha, the Torah tells us that in the very beginning of the parsha, it says, "Vayira alav Hashem be'ilonei mamre, v'yoshev pesach ha'ol k'chom hayom," that Hashem came to Avram in Elonei Mamre. Rashi says, what's going on in this place, Elonei Mamre? Rashi says that Mamre was the person who gave Avraham advice about Bris Milah. Simple explanation, Avram was commanded to circumcise himself, to have a Bris Milah. So he went to ask counsel, ask advice from Mamre. Should he do it, should he not do it? And therefore he happened to be in this place, Elonei Mamre. Asks the Rishonim, the Das HaKinim Bali Tosfos, the Chaskuni, others, they ask, I don't get it. Hold on a second. Hashem commanded Avraham to circumcise himself. So what was his question? Should I do it? Should I not do it? I mean, Avram went through many, many tests already. He didn't ask by each one, you know, should I jump into the burning fire or should I not? He didn't go ask people the question. So why all of a sudden over here, he's going to ask, should I do it or should I not do it? So says the Das HaKinim Bali Tosfos, he asks this question and he says, Chas v'sholom, God forbid, sheyishal eitza imim olilav. No way did he go to ask Mamre, should I circumcise myself, should I not? Ella, what was his question? What advice was he going to seek? Im yaseh betzina o befarhesya. Should I do it on private or should I do it publicly? Meaning, should I let everyone know that I had a bris milah to circumcise myself for? You know, just keep it quiet. Of course I'm going to do it. God told me to do it. God told me to do something, I'm going to do it. That's Avraham. The question just is, should I make this a public affair? Should I invite the press? Should I invite the whole world to come and see this amazing thing? Or no, just keep this quiet. Why did Avram need to figure this one out? Because he needed to feel out every time you do something. We always want to inspire people. That's what Avraham's main goal is. He wanted to be mashpia. He wanted to influence others, right? He wanted to inspire. He liked spreading the word. He liked letting people know about God, about the mitzvos, etc. But he needed to know, is this going to have a positive effect or is it not going to have a negative effect? Maybe people will think this is gross. Maybe people will think it's barbaric. Maybe people will think that Avram lost his noodles, right? Who knows? So he needed to feel out from the ground. What's the feeling out there? What are people going to think? Should I do it before Hesed? Should I do it publicly? Should I not? Meaning, Avram was super sensitive to what the public opinion was going to be. And even though it's nice to do something public, nice to let everyone know that you're doing something good, but sometimes it's better and appropriate to do it in private, without the fanfare, without anyone knowing about it. Okay. Comes this week's parsha, and we see something totally different. The very beginning of this week's parsha, Avram is coming to buy Maras HaMachpelah, the cave where he's going to bury his wife. And it's all public from beginning to end. The pasuk says, Avram came from Sarah, Vaidabel b'nei Ches Lemor. He went to the people of Ches. And he said, I need to buy some piece of land. And b'nei Ches said to him, he said, okay, please, we'll give you whatever you want. So the pasuk says, Vayakam Avram yishtachu. Avram got up and he bowed to them to say thank you. La'am ha'aretz, to the people of the land. Libnei Ches, to the people of Ches. Okay? And he says, I like the place of Ephron ben Sochar. So Ephron was sitting amongst the Bnei Ches, the pasuk says. Keeps on stressing the people, that he's with the people. And Ephron says, now these are the key words, Be'aznei Bnei Ches, in the ears of the people of Ches. Okay? Meaning, he took a microphone and he said, Avram, let me tell you, in front of everyone, he said, please, I'm going to give it to you for free. Vayishtachu Avraham lifnei am haaretz. Okay, here's a switch. It doesn't say b'nei Ches anymore, the people of Ches. It says that he bowed in front of the people of the land. Vayidaber el Ephron, and he spoke to Ephron, be'aznei am haaretz, in the ears of the am haaretz. Ephron spoke in the ears of the B'nai Ches. Avram speaks in the ears of the Am Ha'aretz, of the people of the land. And he said, I want to give you money for this. And then Ephraim says, yeah, look, okay, look, 400 shekel kesef, it's a big deal. And Avram goes ahead and he gives him the money, Asher Diber Ba'aznei B'nei Ches, that Ephron had spoken about in front of the B'nei Ches, in front of these people, Arbein L'Shekel Kesev O'el L'Sacher. Every single pasuk repeats this idea that it was public in the ears of the B'nei Ches again and again and again. Why was this all for sure had to be public? What's going on here? So Chaim Kanievsky writes in a Sefer Time of the Kra, he says it's a halachic. Why? He says because there's a rule called Dina de Bar Metzra, that anytime you buy a piece of land, if you want to sell your land, first dibs always goes to the neighbor. Okay, if you own an apartment, and the apartment next door is for sale, they have to offer to sell to you first. That's the rule. Can't sell to someone else. However, if the neighbor hears about the sale, he witnesses the sale, and he doesn't say, hey, I want it! So that's it, no backsies. It's over and it's done. Therefore, Avram wanted to do this business deal in a clean way. He wanted to make sure that afterwards people wouldn't say, oh, that's mine, oh, that's my land, oh, I should have had first dibs. So therefore, he got everyone together and he made a public announcement. He made sure everyone would know that here Avram is trying to buy this piece of land, so no neighbor afterwards is going to pop up and say, hey, this is mine. Avram was an emistic businessman. He tried to do things in the clean, correct way. Okay, but if you noticed, as I was reading, it's not just public. There's a major difference between the discussion between Ephron and Avraham. Ephron keeps on speaking to the Aznei, the ears of B'nai Chet, of the people of Chet, while Avraham switches and says that he's talking to the ears of the Am Aretz, to the people of the land. What's the difference between the B'nai Ches and the Am Aretz? So explains Rav Eliyahu Diskin. He says as follows. He says, the B'nai Ches were the royal people. They were the people that were like the higher echelons of society. And therefore, Ephron wanted to make sure that they knew what was going on. The Am Aretz, it's like the common guy, the regular people of the land. Avram wanted them to hear. He didn't care about the fancy people. He didn't care about the important people. He cared about the regular people. Why is that? So he explains with a very, very beautiful idea, which is very relevant, I think, to all of us, especially nowadays, but I think it's relevant to all people of all generations anyway. He says as follows. He says, if anyone ever does a good deed, there's a conflict. Should I let everyone know about it, or should I keep it private? On one hand, you want to keep it private. Why? Because if you let everyone know about this amazing thing that you did, you had the guests, you helped this person, you gave the tzedakah, right? You let everyone know, so the honor that you get takes away from the mitzvah that you did. You know, it's not good for your gaiva, for yourself being humble. It's not great. So on one hand, you always want to try to keep things private. You don't want to show off. On the other hand, if you go ahead and do a good deed and you publicize it, it inspires other people. Wow, look how much this person gave in tzedakah. Why aren't I giving tzedakah? Look how much this person goes out of his way to help other people. What do I do to help other people? So it inspires and it motivates other people as well. So what do you do? Do you go ahead and publicize your act, or do you go ahead and keep it private? Now this is something that everyone, Emir Hashem, in this room and elsewhere, that always trying to do good deeds, you will struggle with this for the rest of your lives. I'm not going to give you an answer that's going to answer every situation. But it's a good struggle to have, right? On one hand, we want to inspire others. On the other hand, like, is it coming from a bad place? We have to go to make sure. We have to try to figure that out. One of the ways to test yourself, to know where it's coming from, is who is your audience? In the beginning of the story, both Avraham and Ephron were doing good things. Ephron, at least from externally, seemed to be doing a good thing. Avraham was saying, look, I want to pay full amount for this thing. No favors. I want to pay honest in public that the neighbor is here. I want to do this properly. That's a very good thing. We should teach people how to do business in a kosher way. Very important. Ephron, I'm going to give it to you for free. Please, how can I take any money from you? Now, obviously, inside, he didn't mean it, and that's why at the end he took the money. But in the beginning, it was something positive. He also, maybe we should publicize that. That, you know, sometimes his wife just died, give him a piece of land, we're going to rip him off. And I know there's a supply and demand rule, so do I have to take advantage of that and try to milk it for a full value? No, you don't have to do that. You could also be nice in business, be lenient, be flexible. I'm also going to try to teach something. Ephron called a press conference. Ephron got the B'nai Chet. The B'nai Chet were the higher people in the society. The fancy people. The royal people. The people that everyone looked up to. The money, whatever it was. B'aznei B'nai Chet. He announced it. Look, fancy people. I'm giving away something. Avram didn't care about those people. Avram spoke B'aznei Ama Aretz. To the regular guy. The only reason I'm letting people know, the only reason that I want to pay full value and I want everyone to know about it, is because I want to teach them. So what do I care about this guy and that guy? Oh, I'm going to get a big yasher koach from the fancy guy over here. I'm going to get an autograph from this guy. I don't care about those people. I want the Am Aretz. I want the regular common folk. I want them to learn. I want to learn how to do business. So the pasuk specifically switches away from the B'nai Chet, from these fancy people, went to the regular guy, to the Am Aretz, to go ahead and publicize over there. A very, very clear difference between the way Avram was trying to publicize something and the way Ephron was trying to publicize something. And it's something we have to always try to remember in our everyday life. We're doing great things all the time. We have accomplishments. We're doing nice things. We're inviting people. We're giving tzedakah. We're learning. We're everything. We're just, Baruch Hashem, we're always involved in great things. And it's hard to keep things private and secretive and quiet. It's difficult to do. Especially nowadays, where the culture that many of us have grown up in is that everything has to be publicized. Everything. Where you are, when you're there, what you do, what you bought in the store. Every experience has to be publicized. Everything. So, society teaches us you got to publicize everything. And a lot of our anxiety, a lot of our motivation comes from the feedback of what happens when everyone knows what I'm doing. Everyone knows where I am. Everyone knows what I'm accomplishing. Everyone knows my whereabouts. So, keeping things secretive or keeping things a little bit private becomes much, much more difficult. And we have to always think about what is motivating us to go ahead and publicize something. It's not so simple. The starting ground should be keep it quiet. The first thing is no one's going to hear about what I just did. It's going to be all private. Oh, however, I want to influence people. I want people to know about this so that they could do something. Okay, so now let's think. Should I do it? Should I not do it? By the Bris Milah, Avram went to ask Mamre, should I publicize this? Should I not publicize this? This is a historic event. How should we go about doing it? Over here, by buying Ma'aseh Machpelah, it was clear to him that it should be public. But it wasn't going to be Ba'aznei B'nei Ches. It didn't have to be that the person with the most followers, the person with the most friends, that he has to go ahead and hear it. It could be the regular guy. Maybe he doesn't even have an account. He can also go ahead and hear it. I'm going to teach him. I'm going to publicize it to him. And that's enough for me. I don't have to go for the royal people. Ephron, well, he just wants the fame. He just wants everyone to, the hush of the people to say, woohoo, Ephron. So that's the people he goes for. They had the wrong intentions, the wrong motivators. And we have to think about that in everything that we do. If we actually choose to publicize something, we have to try to think, who is it in front of, and what is the purpose of going ahead and publicizing it? Unfortunately, there's so many things that we do, and forget about just getting our own reward if it's a pure act. Let's leave that aside. Even our own relationships. So much of our self-esteem, so much of our self-worth is based, it hinges on what the other people think. So I can't buy my wife an anniversary present without everyone knowing and saying, ooh, wow, you're a good husband. Now, you could be a horrible husband, the worst. But everyone else outside, they think, psh, wow. Or, look where we went on vacation. So what does that do? It tells everyone, wow, that's amazing. And then it makes them jealous, and it ruins their marriages, because how come, you know, my husband's not taking me on vacation like that, and how come we're not doing these things, and look at their family, so picture perfect, and everything's amazing. They don't know anything that's going on behind closed doors, and they don't know about all the difficulties that they're going through. But they saw that picture, and all of a sudden, that's the way that we view everything. We have to realize that the publicizing things like Avram was scared of could have negative effects. It could hurt people. It could change the way they perceive what's really, really true. So we really, really have to think again and again and again. Again, the first step is we want it to keep it private. We want to do things only because Hashem wants us to do it. It's the right thing. It's our values. It's our morals. We keep it between us. That's enough. And we should be excited when I did this something in secret. No one knew about it. Psh, wow, that's amazing. Wow, I was able to pull this off in secret. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Oh, wait a minute. I'd like to get other people to do it also. I'd like people to learn from me. Okay, so now I have to think. It's a process. How am I going to go about publicizing it? In front of who am I going to publicize it? What's the best way to do it that it doesn't hurt my ego, it doesn't hurt myself in any shape or form, or help or hurt other people, God forbid, in any way? And then Be'ezus Hashem, I think we'll all see. Again, this is something for the rest of our lives. This is something that takes a long time to perfect, something that I struggle with all the time to try to work on and try to perfect. But the more we do this, we'll see that our actions become pure and pure and pure. And we don't worry and we don't care necessarily what other people are thinking or identifying with what our actions are. We don't give chashivas importance to our actions based on what other people think and other people see. And the whole, our whole everything, our whole emotional state is so much greater, and that itself will motivate us to be able to do more and more and more and more good things, Be'ezus Hashem. Shavua Tov.